crisis averted, or as we might say in this case, la tragedia è finita. That's the news out of New York, where a labor dispute threatened to shut down New York's Metropolitan Opera, the largest opera house in the world. Two of its major unions announced a tentative settlement this morning, and while agreements with 10 additional unions need to be reached by tomorrow night, this represents a major turning point in a bitter fight. Jeff London reports.
After multiple deadlines came and went over the last several weeks, members of Local 802 of the American Federation of Musicians, which represents the orchestra, and the American Guild of Musical Artists, or AGMA, which represents the singers and dancers, bargained through the night with the Met and emerged this morning with tentative deals. A federal mediator made the announcement at 6:15 this morning in a press release. Musicians Union President Tino Gagliardi says while the new contract asks members to take salary cuts, they are far less than the original proposal of 16% or 17%.
I think there was a recognition that there was a problem at the Met, so that the reductions are significantly smaller than what was originally asked for.
The Met's budget has ballooned in the last several years, while its income has declined. AGMA President Alan Gordon says the new four-year contracts, which need to be ratified by union members, ask for what they term, quote, an equality of sacrifice, unquote.
Both the employees, the performers, and the Met made equal concessions. The Met had savings in employee labor costs and has to match those savings dollar for dollar with savings in its non-labor costs.
An independent financial consultant will provide oversight of the Met's spending, which is pretty unprecedented, says Musicians Union President Tino Gagliardi.
What we were able to accomplish is actually negotiate contractual terms that require more transparency of the financial situation of the Met.
The Met's management, which is currently in negotiation with the stagehands and 9 other unions, declined to comment on the agreements, but stated that rehearsals and preseason preparations are going on as scheduled. AGMA's Alan Gordon says there's a palpable sense of relief now that a tentative deal has been reached.
There's also a hope among all our members that whatever animosity existed in the past can't be overcome, and they can go and just produce beautiful music.
So it's become a much better bet that the season opener, a brand new production of The Marriage of Figaro, will take place on September 22nd. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.